I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our sermon title is The Power of the Name of Jesus. We're going to start in Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Man, there's just something about a name. A name carries identity, authority, and history. When you hear the name of someone you love, it stirs emotions. When you hear the name of someone with power, it commands attention. But there is one name, and one name that stands above all the others, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. That name isn't just another label. It's a weapon, a promise, a refuge, and a key that unlocks the supernatural power of heaven. Let's go to point one. The name of Jesus Christ holds authority. When Peter and John healed the lame man at the temple gate, they didn't use money or medicine. They said, "Silver or gold have I none, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." That's Acts 3:6. That wasn't a magical phrase. It was authority, people. When they spoke his name, heaven backed their words. The power wasn't in Peter's hands. It was in Jesus' name. Today, when you pray in the name of Jesus, you're not just closing your prayer politely. You're activating divine authority. It's like signing a check backed by the full power of the kingdom of God. Point two, the name of Jesus brings salvation. Acts 4:12 declares, "There is no other name under heaven given among by men by which we must be saved." You can call on many things in times of trouble, but only one name can save your soul. The moment you whisper Jesus, heaven leans in. Demons tremble, chains loosen, grace rushes in like a flood. If you've ever been in a dark place and called on that name, you know it changes everything. The name of Jesus breaks addictions, restores peace, and brings the lost home. Point three. Name of Jesus gives peace and protection. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." When fear arises, when the storm hits, when anxieties won't let go, there is safety in the name of Jesus. You don't need eloquent prayers. Sometimes all you can manage is Jesus, and that's enough. His name drives out fear. His name brings calm to chaos. His name carries the peace that surpasses all understanding. Point four, the name of Jesus is exalted above every other. Whatever you're facing, sickness, depression, financial struggle, broken relationships, they all have names. But every name must bow to the name of Jesus. Cancer must bow, addiction must bow, fear must bow, because there is no name higher, stronger, or more powerful. Let's wrap it up. Church, the power in the name of Jesus isn't just for Sunday morning. It's for every day of your life. When you wake up and face uncertainty, call his name. When temptation comes, call his name. When joy overflows, call his name in praise. Because when you speak the name of Jesus, you're not just saying a word, you're releasing power. So today, let's walk in that authority. Let's pray with boldness. Let's speak his name with confidence, because there is power, wonder working, life-changing, soul-saving power in the name of Jesus. Let's pray today. Lord Jesus, thank you for your power and your name. Help us to remember that when we call on you, heaven moves. Strengthen our faith to trust in the authority you've given us. Let every knee bow and every heart confess that you are Lord now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.